A world where every meme and comment is fact-checked, but not a ballot. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now we got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say, Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get on to peace. You have to get on to a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
All right, welcome back. Kate Daly Show last hour. Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back. And of course, we'll take your calls. And we have a great guest. I'm actually excited to have Patrick Wood join us because he's fantastic. He's fantastic. Technocracy.news. And I love the site. I hope people go there on the daily. Hi, Patrick Wood. How are you?
Howdy.
I'm so glad
to
have
be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you. We were talking earlier on the break, and there's so many directions to go. But I want you to talk about one of the things on your site, and that was homeowners insurance. Because when Dr. David Martin talked about insurance companies ruling, and he said they're kind of like the quiet ruler. And I thought that's a great way to kind of showcase how things will happen, how we get snagged in this, in the coming events. Talk about the insurance, home insurance, because this affects everybody.
It really does. This is the face of technocracy, I want to say. I've been speaking about this for so many years when everybody just say, what are you talking about? Technocracy, schmarocracy, whatever. This is it. This is what it looks like. When you're punished, you have no way out for not doing anything at all. Mm-hmm. When you're punished because somebody looks at your property, your house, or whatever, and decides that you should pay a more premium for your house versus the guy next to you. This is absolutely crazy. And they don't tell you.
You're right.
You don't have a clue what's going on behind the scenes. They're using satellite imagery now, taking pictures from space to survey your house.
Believable.
How much grass you have, what the condition of your roof is, mm-hmm. how many, do you have a wood burning fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
They can tell all this stuff by just looking at an image of your house. This is insane.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
When people are getting they might get their coverage dropped, as this has happened to many people, but more likely you're going to get a sudden increase in your bill, and you go, what is this all about? You know, wow, 30%, 40%, what? Mm-hmm. Nothing changed.
You're right.
From this last year to this year. And you call them up on the phone and they say, oh, well, that's just the way it is. You know, your class, blah, 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 you know, been rated differently now. And you're, you know, in some category. They will not tell you what happened, but this story breaks it wide open. What's going on?
Yeah. And making it unfeasible for home ownership. Hiking insurance rates to the point where it would only be the elite owning homes at some point. Yes?
Well, that seems to be the thing that's part of it for sure. But what they're doing is they're cherry picking the people that they want to insure.
Yeah.
At the exclusion of those that they want, that they don't. Now, traditionally, the purpose of insurance is to spread the risk across a broad spectrum of people, right?
Right.
Whether it's health insurance and property insurance, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that you do not cherry pick the ones that you want to cover, you know?
Right, right. No,
so
you're right.
If they see a group of people that say, well, these people are a worse risk for us than the rest of them, let's just dump them, just get rid of them.
Sure.
Ouch. And, of course, that makes the insurance portfolio more profitable for them. This is absolutely outrageous. People, I don't know what people can do about it, but all insurance companies across the country are doing this now.
Yes.
All of them.
I know. We're starting to see that. We all saw the rise, right? Everybody saw the rise this last year, and people are getting very, very worried about that. They're trying to keep up with the economy. I don't see it getting better. You know, we just asked a question. What comes next? What comes next this year? What comes next with the election? What are your thoughts on that? I know you don't have a crystal ball, Patrick Wood, but what are your thoughts?
Well, the biggest threat this year is going to be the loss of free speech, I think, because this is targeted.
Yeah.
It's targeted by AI, in particular, artificial intelligence. The people that are waging this war against us and against free speech in general, they want to mute all voices like ours, yours included, mine, and all other people who are trying to get this word, you know, speak the truth. They're going to find ways to marginalize us, to cancel us, to destroy our audience. And on top of that, the conditions that are being created by AI is going to cause many people, if not large swaths of society, to go into this condition of lost reality, like the Twilight Zones, where they're just going to completely flip out from reality.
We have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Oh, we don't have a caller. He hung up. Sorry about that. But yeah, I agree with you on the reality. Don't you, Uncle Milty?
There's such a large percentage of the population today that really has no grip at all on reality.
Yeah.
They base everything on innuendo and emotion, and reality comes into play rarely anymore with people.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
That's going to get worse because we're offering now escapism, right?
Yep.
Total escapism, aren't we, Patrick?
That's part of it for sure. With things like augmented reality and, Meta, the metaverse.
Metaverse, yeah.
That's crazy stuff. But it goes way beyond that because people today do not understand when they see things that are not real, but they think they are real. That's a lost reality at that point.
Right.
When, for instance, if I was looking at you right now, your face, your lips, whatever, and I all of a sudden I see an AI generated talk show host.
Yeah.
Looks just like you, speaks, when your voice looks just like you, speaks like you, and maybe even says some things that you might say with some other deviations, of course, I would be fooled into thinking, well, that's Kate.
Right.
I know her.
Right.
That looks just like her.
Sounds
it just
like
speaks
her.
Like, and people are going to get flipped out on this. They won't know what's real anymore.
You are so right on this.
This causes, is going to cause lots of dislocations in society like we've never seen before.
You're right.
Never.
No, you're right, Uncle Milty.
Look, I happen to know a person who has started creating a vision of herself using some software online that makes you look younger and thinner and prettier.
I want that.
You know, and she is apparently convincing herself that this is now what she really looks like.
No.
It's frightening.
What?
It's frightening. And she's not a, I've known her for 20 years, not a stupid woman.
Right.
Never been narcissistic that I knew of. Mm-hmm. And yet here she is now becoming this person that she's creating online.
Wow. You're right. You know what? It's so true, though. We're going to not know when we see a video of Trump. Is it him speaking? Are words placed in his mouth? I mean, all kinds and that goes for any politician. You don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Yes.
How
right.
are we going to tell the difference?
You remember Taylor Swift mm-hmm. had a number of people apparently were creating nude pornography using her face
mm-hmm.
and her body. It wasn't her, of course, but mm-hmm. This is happening all the time now with celebrities.
They even have fake anchors. They've invented AI anchors that look like people, sound like people.
Yes.
They've been testing that.
Yep.
What are you going to believe at this point?
I don't know.
I'm reminded by a book mm-hmm. that was written in 1968, somewhere around there, called Future Shock.
Mm-hmm.
It was by
Milty's mentioned this. Yep. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it predicted a time when technology would become so non-understandable
right.
by the person on the street that they would view it as magic, literally as magic. This is where we're headed right now. This will not appear for a lot of people to be real, mm-hmm. but rather they'll just attribute it to magic.
Right. Oh, my gosh. We're going into new territory, and we've been warned. And how are we going to? We're gonna need help from God so much on this subject, because you're gonna have to be able to discern what's truth and what's not, and exactly. we're gonna have to be living well. Let me just tell you, I think those gifts of understanding what we're seeing and what we're hearing, and it's just going to get so much worse. And I don't think we've actually really internalized that yet. I'm going to come right back with Uncle Milty, the great Uncle Milty, the great Patrick Wood, technocracy.news. Be right back. We have a lot to discuss, so don't go anywhere.
There you go.
Here's some comments from you guys in working with Birch Gold, which I absolutely love. You've heard me talking about them on the air. There's a reason for that. I think there's a crucial time right now in which you have some choices to make, which you can shore up your IRAs and your accounts with gold. And it might not cost you a dime, which is awesome. But here's one comment. This was my first time purchasing precious metal products. I did my due diligence and educated myself on how precious metals are priced and sold. I chose Birch Gold because of the very high marks on their business practices. It was the right choice for me to go with Birch. The whole transaction was smooth with no high pressure. Don't you just love that? I love that. Also, establishing my new IRA, filling it with products will provide me security against the waning U.S. dollar. The staff at Birch Gold honed their process of teaching how to inform potential clients of their services to very efficiently opening new accounts and providing expertise and assistance by selecting the appropriate PMs to purchase for their customers. I love that. There's so many great comments from you guys. High marks, definite high marks with Birch Gold. You love them. I'm so glad. By the way, get some help. Just text 989898, text my name Kate, and you'll get some free information. Please do that. Just text my name over while you're sitting there. Information is free. That's fantastic for you. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm with Uncle Milty.
Hi.
And of course, we have Patrick Wood with us from technocracy.news. He always has a lot to say, and I always appreciate him coming on the air with us. And I also wanted to mention this. This was recession-proof your savings. This is a really big deal because you can get inflation-resistant assets, and you need to do this. And that's why I'm always telling you to text Birch Gold 989898, those six digits. Text my name, in the message, Kate. Gold and silver have historically provided protection against both the effects of inflation and economic crisis. Okay, so we have gold. It's only going to go up, so grab it. And we've also got gold-backed IRAs and savings, and get everything shored up so that it's resistant to inflation or deflation, okay? And more inflation, I'm guessing. Birch Gold, I trust them. They're amazing. Ron Paul loves them, talks about them all the time. I'm telling you, Ron Paul's been on the show many times. I'm telling you, they're fantastic. And get your gold and silver from them, okay? Birch Gold. .com. Also, text 989898 and text my name, Kate. And also on digital currency, Patrick Wood from technocracy.news. Thoughts about digital currency coming in?
Absolutely. There's lots of false research, mm-hmm. quote unquote, going around right now, okay. in the alternative media, especially, about what's happening with central bank digital currency and stuff. I don't want to get into weeds in this, but what I see coming at this point is going to be a meltdown of the debt-based world, where all currencies at this point are based on debt. What we have ahead of us, I believe, is as currencies melt down, mm-hmm. the debt will also melt down at the time. This is going to be catastrophic for so many people. We're at the stage in the economy right now where we should be thinking about the destruction of capitalism in general. This makes a big case for owning silver and gold at this point.
Yeah.
Both of which are in a breakout situation. Gold is at new highs. Mm-hmm. Silver is on a rip right now to catch up. And it's decoupled from the stock market at this point. I see that this is a big tell for what's ahead for both gold and silver. We used to say that people would be smart to keep, say, 10% of their assets in gold. Mm-hmm. Just as an insurance policy. If this ever happened, you know, that was a conventional wisdom mm-hmm. over the years. 10% is cool. I think at this point, people should be thinking about 50%, 60% of their assets in gold and silver, rather than in stocks and whatever else. And I have to say that you should not ever let anybody keep your gold or silver. Take personal mm-hmm. possession of
yep.
yourself.
I agree.
If you have to get a huge safe and bolt it to the concrete or whatever,
right,
and put a minefield around it, do it. But do not trust anybody else to hold your assets at this point. And that includes, by the way, stocks, mutual funds, mm-hmm. IRA, that sort mm-hmm. of thing, where there's custodian mm-hmm. who keeps yours. They say mm-hmm. they're going to keep your assets safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't trust that at all, for mm-hmm. sure.
I think there's so much coming down the pike. I think we don't realize what's at stake here. I know so many people are worried about this. And people were, you know, owning homes. We were talking about this on the break, and they own them outright. Well, you have the worry that somebody will come along, see that asset, and then say you're mentally unfit and strip you of your stuff. We've done shows on that.
Yep.
So there's all these different ways. What we can do right now for peace of mind is shore ourselves up, for sure. But I mean, that's going to create peace and get out of debt. That's going to create peace. That's why I talk about donewithdebt.com, because they can help you kind of get out of your credit card debt. Everyone, one in five right now is, they say, skipping meals to pay mortgage because of the $1,000 to $2,000 that they had a couple of years ago that they don't have now, and they still have to try to make it. We're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere. More with Patrick Wood, Uncle Milty. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. And over 25 million. And like I said before, in the beginning of the week, a big welcome to K-Talks for coming on and having the show now. Really appreciate you guys listening in over there in California. And I've got Uncle Milty here. I also wanted to mention Done With Debt. Get the rates reduced. They'll do it for you. You don't even have to do it. It's amazing. I know you've accrued a lot of everyone has, of credit card debt, just to try to kind of float things and make it. Donewithdebt.com, they're incredible. They are so good. And when you put your information in there, it's private, doesn't go anywhere else. And also, it's just a couple of lines that you can fill out, and they can actually help you just sort of assess maybe where you're at, your situation, and give you a free consult and say, okay, this is your situation. This is what you should do. They're ingenious at figuring out ways to help you to negotiate for you. And they are fantastic negotiators on getting those rates down. Wouldn't you rather pay a low rate than 30%, like most people are? Donewithdebt.com, truly. Please go there and get some answers for your family. I hate to see people just compound their debt. I mean, it's nuts. I've got Uncle Milty. We have Patrick Wood from technocracy.news. It's a wonderful site you should visit every day. Kind of put that in your, what you check out each day as news. Food and vaccines, or they're not really vaccines. They're just shots. Let's call them what they are. I hate using their wording because it's not true. So, Pat, tell us what are your thoughts on this? Because you've done some articles on this too.
I have. There's two things we could talk about for sure. One would be the vaccines that are big, quote unquote, mm-hmm. that are being given to livestock, especially hogs at this point. There's anecdotal stories coming out of the industry mm-hmm. that the shots, they're based on messenger RNA. Ring a bell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, they figured out how to do it now with hogs and cattle and so on to change their genetic structure and cause their bodies to do things that they would not otherwise do. Okay, so I ran one story that, I have to say that I did not validate this, so this is rumor at this point. Mm-hmm. But somebody, supposedly a rancher, mm-hmm. said they had 525 hogs. They got injected with a lot of mRNA vaccine, mm-hmm. quote unquote. 25 of them suffered death. 55 of them went so anorexic they would not gain weight. 20 of them suffered lameness, et cetera, et cetera. And the end of it was just disaster.
Wow.
This is the kind of stuff that we're going to be looking at. The people who are these genetic scientists that do this stuff are messing with life itself. They really don't have a clue what they're trying to do.
Yeah, and our food supply.
They're destructive for everything they touch, including human beings at this point, because now they figured out a way mm-hmm. to get it into humans. That's what this messenger RNA crap is all about. So we're just gonna see more of this in the future because these people won't quit. Apparently, they just will not quit. Nobody can arrest them because they're untouchable. So, you know, we have this, the side story of this is mm-hmm. that the genetic scientists are figuring out how ways to produce this stuff in food, like spinach, leaf lettuce, and so on, mm-hmm. where you can eat your vaccine, quote unquote, instead of going to... Okay, picture this, right?
Yeah.
You go to a Walgreens to get your vaccine. There's all signs all over the place. But now you can go to Safeway to get it in the produce section.
I don't even know what to say. Milty.
You know, an interesting thing here is that Meta has ruled that this is a false story. Mm-hmm. And they, because of their concern over misinformation getting out to the public.
Meta, the ones that spread so much true information.
Yeah. So go ahead and eat your pork.
I mean, come on. Those are pretty specific numbers coming from that farmer. Interesting.
Yes, and that makes me question it. Yeah. I have not seen any details on a study in particular that gives any of these numbers. So that's pretty suspicious at this point. But it underscores the point. They're going to do this one way or another to us. They're going to alter all genetic material on Earth.
That's their goal.
Seeds, animals, and humans as well.
Well, I actually thought the specific numbers actually ring a little more true for me, because I think that giving those specific numbers, these ranchers and farmers, I mean, I would always take a look at that. I think we're right to look at that and you know, say, hey, is this a possibility? Because look at what they just did in 2020, 4 years ago. Nothing would surprise me at this point. Would it, you? I mean,
yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're right. So this is a risk that we have to accept and deal with, because food is breaking down all over the world.
Right.
And no thanks to these genetic scientists who were hell-bent for leather to destroy it.
Yeah.
Change it.
Tennessee Senate said no to these in food. Why would they do that? Why would they do that if this wasn't a thing that's happening, right? I mean, they went as far as to put forth a bill.
Exactly.
So,
I think that bill passed with a very substantial margin.
Yeah.
People got it quickly.
It's got legs for sure, Uncle Milty.
It makes me wonder why the legislatures would even consider not passing such legislation. Don't they realize they eat food too? I mean, it's like,
why isn't this going on more in the country?
Who's able to protect themselves from this type of poisoning?
Yeah.
The traditional role of government is to protect the people.
Right.
They're not doing it. Obviously, they're not doing a very good job. But when something comes in, like heroin, for instance, or some other substance come into society, the government, we expect, is going to protect us from that stuff, either by arresting people or say, no, you can't do that. You know, we're not going to take we're not going to let you do it.
Yeah.
But today, these genetic scientists are messing with our government at the top level, with the FDA, for instance, and the Food and Drug Administration, to get all things, crazy things passed.
Right.
And they slip it to us, not telling us what they just did, like with COVID vaccines, quote unquote.
And then we have low copper, which means they took the copper out of our food supply in the 30s and 40s, so that the copper would be the instigator of all the minerals in your body, the band leader. The copper tells the other minerals what to do to get rid of things that they would put into ingestible food, you know, food that we take in. The copper would be at the helm of that. Everyone should be taking that. I mean, I don't understand why people aren't. Especially listeners to the show, take copper because of copper with magnesium, because how else is your body going to get rid of stuff like this?
Yes, that's a good point. Good point.
I mean, if there's a reason they took it out of the food supply. And when we talk long, sinister, well-laid plans, they knew exactly what they were doing by taking the band leader out. They didn't take the tuba. They didn't take the violin. They took the band leader, because the copper is the one that tells everything what to do and makes sure that you kick stuff out. So it's just amazing to me, well-laid plans. We're going to come right back. More with Patrick Wood, more with Uncle Milty. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Wow. If you need help with your credit cards, go to done with debt. Done. You're just done. Remember that. Done with debt. .com and get some help with your credit cards. There's a drop down menu and it'll allow you to say that the show sent you. I'm telling you that this is a great way to get ahead of your credit card debt. And if you are like most Americans, as we built on $1 trillion worth of credit card debt, this is a great way to kind of get on top of that now before it destroys you, because credit card debt can do that. Done with Debt is amazing. They're amazing folks. They're helping people, and you can get a kind of a free consultation, and you can understand what you can do with your situation, how to get on top of that, and how to get rid of your credit card debt. And that's something we all need to do. We don't want to be in debt, and we don't want the government to use debt as an enticement to do something with us or to us. So highly recommend that you do that. Done with.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Really happy you are. Go to katedalyradio.com. Visit all my amazing sponsors that keep us on the air. So appreciative of them. And I love it. OJ Simpson died.
Yep, he did.
I have no comment. OJ. OJ. Boy. And then also puberty blockers. This is top news right now. It's like puberty blockers. They can hurt fertility. Really?
No.
I'm in total and complete shock, Patrick Wood and Uncle Milty. Oh, my gosh. I also, geez, it's like stupidity news. I also want to say call in, because you can ask Patrick quick questions, okay? Just keep them fast. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. We'll take your call. 888-673-1450. Aluminum, you wanted to make a comment about that, because I was talking about copper.
Oh, it's just funny, as copper went out, aluminum went in,
yeah,
to all sorts of stuff, including food, of course.
Yeah.
But in deodorants, mm-hmm, hairspray.
Oh, I know. You know. General Mills just came out with a cereal, and I wish I could remember the name of the cereal. And it has these big, huge pieces of cereal filled with vanilla cream, and it's full of toxins, full of metals. Yes. Did studies on it. It was just like metal overload. By the way, you're right about that. Aluminum went in, and aluminum causes stress to the brain, liver, and kidney, and also it enhances free radicals, and it also disrupts nucleic acid function and cell membrane permeability. Gee, so things can get in the cell? And is it any wonder? And of course, inhibits several enzymes, changes protein synthesis. That's a lot. It's doing a lot of damage.
It really is.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of things coming at us. What else has been on your mind, Patrick? Because I know you're always knee deep in all of this.
I know. The big thing with me right now is how to orchestrate people to get out and defend free speech.
Mm-hmm.
These people are coming after us. You know this. I know you have to be sensitive to this.
Yeah.
But the global elite have laid the foundation, and they're talking about it as well, openly, that they want us to destroy free speech by the end of 2024. If they do it, people like you and me are going to be out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we may be saying something somewhere, but nobody's going to hear it. The problem that they are solving is they want to negate everything we're saying to alert what's going on, period. Very serious at this point, because our country was founded on free speech, period.
Right.
Every advancement that we've had in this country in 250 years has been based on open and fair debate. And if we lose that ability, we're going to be so cooked.
I know. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. What are your thoughts, Milty?
You know, it just amazes me how unaware people are. I mean, when I was a little boy, there were scares about mercury. Mm-hmm. Heavy metals affecting us in a bad way is not something new.
Right. Right.
And yet we look at ingredients and things around us that we're being poisoned. There's just no mm-hmm. question about it.
So true. That is true. And you know what? I think it's like inundation problem because we're inundated with so many things that people are like trying to just put one foot in front of the other and just and get through these days and realize something's happening and underfoot and just trying to get through stress-wise. You know,
2 years ago, I had major medical issues and I changed the way I eat. I took sugar out of my diet. Mm-hmm. I started taking micronutrient supplements and eating basically the only thing I eat is clean protein and some vegetables. And other
no
than
carbs?
That, no, I try a few, very few.
Interesting.
But the micronutrients are what has made the real difference, especially when I started taking copper.
Interesting. I love that. Get the copper cream at activatefiq.com. So what about you, Patrick?
We both, my wife and I, take copper every week.
Yep.
Not a lot, but just enough to make the difference. Mm-hmm. It's important to good nutrition.
I know. And I think that if there's anything that's come out of the last 4 years is that we have a different outlook on medical and health, and that we try to segue away from the organized Johns Hopkins nightmare mess run by the government and get to holistic doctors and get to people that actually understand health. I hope that's like the major takeaway from the last 4 years. Uncle Milty?
It's almost as if doctors are no longer taught anything about physiology. And all they're taught is pharmacology.
Yeah. It's so true. Here's a pad and I'm going to write you a script.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying all pharma is, there are some useful things, but my gosh, on the whole, we do have herbs for everything. We really do. And we did. That's how we got here. Right?
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. We got to get back to clean. Anything else? About a minute and a half left. Anything else that you want people to understand, take away?
Well, I would encourage people to, of course, to go to technocracy.news, but also to citizensforfreespeech.org.
Okay.
We're a small organization in one sense, but we're national on a sense.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're trying to raise awareness of what's at stake if we lose free speech. I've been censored for over 45 years by these people. I'm sick of it.
I know.
I'm done, basically, at this point. And we thought we might skirt some of the ways that they've gotten to us, but not anymore. With AI on the horizon right now, we don't have a chance because it can get at us in ways we never would expect it. Like cutting off financing, cutting off traffic, killing emails that you send out from your show or whatever to where they don't get to their destination or they end up in the spam folder. These things are not in our control, but they disrupt what we want to do to get the word out to people. And I know you're passionate about this. You wouldn't have been doing this at all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Uncle Milty, you bet I am.
The greatest ally of evil is silence. Silence is like darkness to evil. They can hide. Silence is the absence of opposition.
Right. You're right. Technocracy.news, you guys, and citizensforfreespeech.org, right? All right. Patrick Wood, thank you. Uncle Milty, thank you. And of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow on the Friday show. Can't wait. And go to Be Faithful, Be Fearless. Go to katedalyradio.com, technocracy.news as well. You'll find some great articles there. Thanks, you guys. You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ. The FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com where the sponsors are, you can also go to Activate FIQ, activate the word F as in Frank, IQ.com, and put in the code Kate, and it'll help the show. You'll get your savings, and you'll get tremendous products. Cod liver oil is amazing, and so is the whole vitamin C. Order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys. Debt.com.